Welcome, everybody, to the Living Oneness Gathering. I am your host, Reverend Sue. I am a reverend. I'm a minister. I haven't said that in a while. When I used to do the Living Oneness Gathering, I used to say Reverend Sue a lot. So it's interesting that it popped in today. Welcome. I'm grateful that you're here. And it's an honor to be here once again and gathering all of our hearts and intentions, our shared intention to unite each other. All of us, all around the globe, in love for each other and our planet. And there's been some significant shifts just in the last week in energy and global energy, but there's also, I've had some significant shifts within my own field and my own experiences. I was away for a week and we have a sailboat. So we went on the sailboat. We were at different marinas around the Gulf Islands and we're on the ocean. And I love being on the ocean because I can really feel the energy of the element of water when I'm on the ocean, sleeping on the ocean, surrounded by the ocean. And not only was I feeling the elements of the earth and air, water, fire, space, and but I could also feel. It was interesting because I was feeling those elements on the physical plane or the earth plane, but I was also sensing and feeling shifts and changes in those elements on the ethereal plane or the spiritual plane. And the two were connecting in a way that I haven't seen them connect before. And there was these threads that were bringing them together. And even now, as I'm speaking, I'm tuning into the threads again and feeling that connection, that bridge that's happening. So, not only is there a bridge coming from within our human experience, connecting us to our soul or our spirit or divinity, there's these bridges happening on all these other levels as well. And the separation that occurred before. Between the earth plane and the spiritual plane is dissolving, minimizing, becoming smaller and smaller, and less of an experience of separation, and more of a reminder or remembrance of our interconnectedness. So, Mother Earth, the elements. All of creation is having these different experiences where we are connecting more and more to oneness. Having shared that, these types of shifts that happen, although they're happening in the subtle realms, the energetic realms or the ethereal realms, it's going to affect our etheric body. It's going to affect your energy body. It's going to affect your physical body. It's going to affect everything. Essentially, there's nothing left behind. There's nothing separate anymore, really. And I've said this before, and the only veil that exists or that remains is the one that's in our mind, in our human mind. So the veil that exists in our own human mind is the one that will keep us feeling separate. When we can lift that veil or any veils or forgetfulness or filters we have at the mind, when we lift those filters of forgetfulness and we have those experiences of remembrance, then we remember that there are no veils. We experience a perception. Our consciousness experiences the perception of oneness. If we're in our minds, where our perception is limited to separation. It's like a box we're looking through or a lens we're looking through, and we can only see separation and we can contemplate or think about or understand oneness to some degree. But to experience oneness, the veil in the mind needs to be placed aside, or the experience is not at all with the mind. Ultimately, that's the truth. The mind cannot experience oneness. It can understand it to a certain degree. It can have an experience somewhat of it. But ultimately, The mind cannot experience oneness. So if you are trying to approach it from a place of, let me experience oneness, let me sit down with my, human thinking and do something, try something to make it happen. That's the mind trying to shift into a level of conscious perception that it's not capable of. We can't see and feel and experience oneness at the level of the mind. The human mind is limited. It's based and built on separation. It's allowing us to have an experience and perception, a vision of an experience of separation. So, in some ways, when we shift into oneness, we go either beyond the mind, you could look at it that way, going beyond the mind, beyond the boundaries or filters of the mind. I often, for me, the message I often get is abandon the mind. And it's not abandon it like, we abandon a puppy at the side of the road. Initially, when I got those words, that's how it felt. But for me now, the abandon the mind is just place the mind aside, and because it's not the vehicle or the access point that's going to allow you to experience oneness. Some other pieces that were coming in as in my, I was having these different practices kind of coming in, but I was also getting these different downloads during those practices. And what I kept feeling was this structural, ethereal grid, an energy grid within our fields. And what happens is we approach everything from a material, a place of material form. But the invitation is to actually place the form aside and recognize that it's just one perspective, it's a perception of form. And shift back into this a more expanded perspective of consciousness from the space of energy or frequency. So if we look at it that everything is energy or frequency, and energy and frequency lead to form, create form, creation is coming from energy, and energy in different form creates material. The experience of something material, like the physical body or a tree or a desk. If you shift your perception, and most people, the perception is in the head, if we can even shift it and go back and expand out from there, and that's what we're going to practice today. But at the same time, I'm going to be building or repairing some of the structural energy grids within your body, within your field, and beyond. So, this is like a big lesson in itself. I could teach this in like 3 months or longer even. So these are big conceptual lessons that I'm going to give you an experience of and give you just enough of an understanding so that your mind comes along for the ride. And in the experience, the invitation is not to try and figure out what I'm doing or why I'm doing it, but to be open to experience and receive the energy, the invitation. And I'm not doing something to your field. I'm sending signals and information so that your individual soul experience knows what to do within the construct of the physical body, of the human experience, of the energy field. So the invitation is, will you be open to receive the information and downloads that are going to come in to your field and signal the body to support the shifts it needs to in the field? That's the invitation. Now, I'm also going to talk a little bit about leading with the heart and the importance of intuition. So before we jump in, I want to do this because it's really important. And this is where some individuals might be feeling a little hesitant to really allow or to sink into an experience of oneness. Because if we sink into an experience of oneness at the understanding of the mind, it's like everything blends, and then whatever's over there can contaminate me, or I could contaminate somebody else. And I've had other people that have reached out to me and said, oh, I had to get off a call because I was feeling all this stuff and I didn't want to sprinkle it on everybody. When we are afraid of oneness, because we're afraid of that blending or that mixing, what we're doing is feeding into the fear and feeding separation, giving evidence of why separation is better than oneness. The beautiful thing about the experience of oneness, when you can hold your own integrity of your field, and I call it tensegrity. So there's tension in it, but there's integrity. And at the same time, there's a flexibility and a movement that's possible in the energy field. And when we can hold that tensegrity within our field, then we become these beacons, solid like a lighthouse, but at the same time, we can process what comes in. We can process what we need to process. And at the same time, we can be clear that our field remain clear, pure. But that purity needs to come from within. So the more you have your own field clean, clear, and pure, the less likely you're going to have other people's stuff come and stick to you, or try to get into your field. So when we talk about oneness, you are still going to have an experience of an experience of an individual expression of source, but we're going to feel the connection to everything. And in that connection to everything, it doesn't mean that everything comes flying into your field. You can hold the integrity and amplify your field in a way that you can hold your own. And when it comes to your intuition and what I call divine discernment, that practice, it has been essential for a long time, but it's becoming non-negotiable in the way that for you to hold your field clean, clear, and pure, and experience the interconnectedness to everything, because the outer layer of our energy field, that 40th layer, is our oneness layer. That's where we can feel and sense everything, but we can still honor our unique expression, our unique human experience, our unique individual expression of source. If you are not able to trust your intuition, then you're going to doubt and have fear and confusion. When we can trust our intuition above and beyond everything else, so no matter what anybody else is saying, even me, I want you to trust your intuition. Before you trust me, you need to put your trust in your own knowing. Because there's times where I'm going to speak and say something, I'm going to channel words that aren't necessarily meant for you. They may be meant for someone else in the group. So it's not going to resonate for you. If you're trusting your intuition and you trust your body, you trust your mind, you trust your energy field, you can take what I say and let it go without judgment. It's not for you. It's not resonance. It's okay. I'm not, that frequency isn't landing for you because it's not meant for you. Other times that frequency will land really deeply for you. That's where you bring the frequency in and allow it to integrate. Let your intuition, let your heart, let your soul take it in and integrate it in the way it needs to be integrated. This also allows you to get a sense for when, just give me a little clearing here for everybody. This also gives you a sense for when something is not in alignment. So someone may be extending something, sharing something, and they may have a filter of interference. Now, interference can come from within our human experience, and it could come from around us in our environment or from others. And external interference often is coming, what I'm seeing now is it's coming in and pretending to be ego, pretending to be our own ego, which gets even more complicated. So the level of discernment for interference, your ability to really feel the subtle nigglings of it is essential. And that's where intuition comes in. And we don't need to judge when someone else has interference. We just need to recognize, oh, that's interference. That's not something I will accept. Clean, clear, pure energy only. Clean, pure, clear intention only. That's what the intention you hold, because your field needs to be clear and pure so that you can be clean and clear and pure in whatever it is you're extending and in however you're showing up in the world. So if you haven't already, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes, take some deep breaths. And if you, every once in a while, if you do happen to open your eyes, I might be making different shapes with my hands. So just don't be alarmed by that. It's just some sacred shapes that are coming in. So let's begin by setting an intention that you are open to receive what you are meant to receive when you are meant to receive it. Yes, thank you. Any interference or anything that's coming toward your field or into your field that doesn't belong, let it be cleared at the edge of your field, burned off at the edge of your field. Or let it bounce back to its source. Yes, thank you. And we're setting an intention to open up to the experience of oneness without losing our sense of self. We are connecting to our divine self without losing the sense of our human self. But at the same time, a willingness to let go of the perception of your human self. I'll say that again, you're not going to lose your human self. You're not going to fly away like a kite or like a balloon and never come back. We're still connected in some way to our human experience and your human expression of divinity. But you're opening up to experience your consciousness, the truth of who you are beyond the physical, beyond your human. You're not going to lose your humanness, but you're not going to be contained or limited by it. If you agree, yes, thank you. Beautiful. Take some deep breaths. And letting go at the level of the mind, we're just going to give the mind a few different words. Even though I don't know what my experience of oneness will be this time around, I'm open and I'm willing. Beautiful. Inviting in the energy of wonderment, curiosity. And if you're willing, you can set an intention to let go of the need to know or understand anything more than is necessary. If your mind kicks back in and wanders off onto something, just gently bring yourself back to this space. And we're going to slowly drop into the heart space. Letting go of the need to know at the level of the mind, letting go of the need to understand, and trusting that if there's anything you need to understand or know, it will be given. One way or another, it will be given. Precisely when it's meant to be given, precisely when it's needed. Offering over that filter of judgment and releasing that filter of perception so that you can expand your true vision, not the vision that we have with our physical eyes and even beyond the third eye, but opening up the vision of the fourth eye, seeing beyond this earthly plane. If that's the experience you're meant to have today. And as we drop into the heart space, the whole entire heart space, the whole chest, it's not just the physical heart on the left, but the whole heart center. I'm going to run some energy through my heart center and mirror that for your heart center. And if you're willing to have that information translated into your energy field, your heart center, just say yes, thank you. So the energy is coming from the front toward the back, around the body, back into the front, through the body, out the back between the shoulder blades. Around and back in the front. So we've got a beautiful circuit of light. It's not just going out in the sides, it's actually in all directions, 360 degrees. So it's folding in, going through the back, and folding out all around, up and down, all around that whole energy center. I'm creating a current of energy. And for some of you, you might feel experiences of areas that are feeling a little stuck or stagnant, or maybe it feels like the flow isn't quite in that space. That's okay. Just invite it to clear and accept it at the same time. So you're not expecting it to do anything, you're accepting it fully, but the invitation is for it to shift without any attachment. Okay, so we're going to keep that current going in the background. And sometimes when we shift to the other current, this current feels like it might fade away or stop. That's okay. My intention is going to keep it going for you, but your body may not be ready for that. That's okay. So, we're going to add a current going in the other direction. So, the energy is going to come through the shoulder blades at the back, out the front of the heart space, and around the sides, back into the back between shoulder blades, through the heart space, and around the sides, in through the back. And then going up and down as well. So it's in all directions. And we're going to use this energy to cleanse and clear and purify the intuitive heart space. Take some deep breaths. Now I'm just going to invite the polarity of the front and the back to harmonize. So on the front of the heart center, there's a different polarity than the back. That's designed. It's designed that way. It's like a magnet has a north and south pole of it. The front and backs of the energy center have different polarities. So we're going to balance and harmonize the polarity in the front and the back. And we're going to spin the front and spin the back. Now, the pathway in the center, right in the middle, where the front of the energy center and the back of the energy center meet, we're just going to create a little spark of light there. Creating that beautiful connection. And we're going to draw a line right down the center of the body, from through the top of the head down the center of the body. It's running the same line of the spine, but it's not at the spine. It's right in the center of the body, like right down the middle. This is your central channel. And we're going to expand the central channel so the pathway becomes wider, a wider circumference. And we're going to invite the energy of your central channel and the light in your central channel to amplify, to become brighter. And it goes right through that energy center, hitting that point where that light is in the center of that heart chakra. And down through the tailbone. And we're actually going to go down into the earth with it. Feeling that connection with Mother Earth, feeling that grounded, magnetic grounding feeling, that electromagnetic grounding cord, that electromagnetic connection to the energy of the earth. There we go, like two magnets attracted to each other. Yes, beautiful. And then above the head, we're going to let that central light go all the way up and plug directly to your source. Now, some of you work with angels and guides, but I want you to go direct to source. Pure, clear, clean source. Here we go. Now, the third eye comes through the front and back. So, I'm just feeling a tingling there. So, for some of you, just letting that front and back balance out a little bit. Don't go seeking. There we go. And then the top of the third eye is the fourth eye. For some of you, that's going to activate and open now. For those that don't feel ready or it's not helpful, it won't activate at this time, and that's okay. You're going to receive the download and the information on how to do that. Your energy field is going to know how. So trust, trust. Beautiful. There you go. Breathe into the heart center now. Everything should have shifted here too. For some of you, you actually feel a little bit easier breath right in the center. So that center where the two front and back meet was a little bit jammed up for some of you. So we just cleared that. And for those of you that had the flow, we've just amplified the flow and increased the flow. Some more deep breaths. Now imagine you could bring your awareness, that spotlight of awareness, into the center of that zero point, right in the middle of the heart center. And imagine you could begin to fold your awareness inward, fold it into the heart center. And imagine just kind of folding it in all directions, 360 degrees around that center point, just folding all of your consciousness, all of your awareness. And then all of you, imagine folding all of you into it. And imagine folding everything that's around you into it. And then suddenly you're just folding everything. It's like all of creation being folded within your heart center. Then you'll come to a point where you'll hit a light or hit a moment where everything starts to expand out. You get really to that point of center, depth of the center starts to expand out and amplify. And this is where we can feel and experience all of creation within us, and we are folded within all of creation. And at the same time, we are able to hold the integrity of our own field. So we don't lose ourselves. We expand beyond ourselves, and we expand within ourselves. Again, letting go of the need to understand that at the level of the mind. Beautiful. Take some more deep breaths. Tune into the heart space and feel into the knowing at the level of the heart. And opening to any downloads or insights, visions or experiences, colors, energy, whatever's needed, whatever's purposeful for you at this time. Set an intention. I'm open to receive. And if you feel fear or resistance, be willing to fold that into this space where it's pure, clean, and clear, and use the energy to transmute it, honor it, witness it. Accept it and then invite it to transmute. Remembering everything is just energy. I'm just aware of some density for some of you around the tailbone. Again, stirring that tension, density, resistance, fear, whatever it is, stirring it into the central line. Witnessing it, honoring it, accepting it. If there's anything you need to know, let it be brought to your heart to be understood. Otherwise, it can just be folded in and processed and healed and released or transmuted. If you're meant to hold it in your field still, it'll be transmuted and harmonized. And if it's meant to be processed and cleared, it'll go down through into the earth, or it'll go up and out through the top of the central channel. Either way, wherever it's received, whether it's by Mother Earth or beyond, it will be transmuted. So Mother Earth can take the energy and transmute it in a way that will serve all of creation. Beautiful. Here we go. So we're going to bring in the infinity sign, or that beautiful figure eight infinity sign from the center of the heart. And we're just going to draw it side to side. So you could even use your own hand and own finger if you want to. So drawing an infinity sign across the right and left side of your heart center. So I'm giving your energy field the information, mirroring it, and you can accept or say no, thank you. And you might go in a different direction, just go in the direction that intuitively you feel you're meant to go. And then once you stop, come into the center again with the center point. And then turn your finger so that the figure eight goes forward and back, toward the back, toward the front. You've got that infinity sign going forward and back. And again, you might be going in a different direction. It's okay. And again, your speed as well may be different than mine. That's all right too. You're using your own intuitive knowing to guide you. And then coming back to the center and releasing your hand down. Take some deep breaths. Just allow that to integrate, sink in. Just going to bring in some silver thread. Inviting any areas of the energy center of the heart to be repaired if needed, this beautiful silver thread. Again, inviting the idea of tensegrity, so integrity and tension, but tension that allows flexibility and integrity in the structure. Beautiful. There you go. Using that central channel to receive anything you need to from Mother Earth, let it come up into your heart. Anything you need from your divine source, to let it come down through into the heart. Just breathe and receive. So you may get images, colors, visions. You may have things pop in. You may just have physical sensations or experiences, or maybe very quiet still. Just trust that whatever you need is what will be provided. For some of you, I'm just inviting the etheric body to expand beyond the physical a little bit more, beyond. Some are ready, some are not. That's okay. It's not about a readiness in the way of you're doing the work. It's just today. It's just not today. It's just not this moment. You may end up listening to the replay again, experiencing this another time. And suddenly there'll be a readiness in that moment. So no judgment. Trust, deep trust. Beautiful, there we go. Now, from the heart space, imagine you could zoom out from the back. So imagine your perspective or your awareness or your level of consciousness is zoomed into the heart space to a certain degree. And imagine you could zoom back and out, almost like opening up your perspective wider and further back. You're still connected into the heart. So there's still a level of consciousness and awareness there, but your awareness and perspective is expanding, zooming out and seeing more and more and experiencing more and more. And imagine you could zoom out, and some of you might already be there, but zoom out past beyond the space you're in and zoom out beyond even the city or town you're in. And even zoom back and out beyond the country you're in, you're on, and beyond continent, to a point where you zoom out and you can see all of Mother Earth. You can maybe even get in contact with the moon, see the other planets, the sun, maybe even see. Zoom out far enough to see and sense our whole galaxy. And for some, that may be enough. You may stay there. And for others, you may zoom out even further. Or the next time you listen, you may zoom out further. So don't force. Just be open, be curious. Zoom out beyond our galaxy, beyond. Further and further. Till you get to what you perceive as the edge of the universe. For some of you, you might get there. And if you get to the point where you feel like you're at the edge of the universe, zoom out a little further and see that edge moves, that edge changes. The edge is only created by our perception. There is no edge. There is no separation. There is no boundary. There is no ending. There is no beginning. Beyond the perception of duality, if you're there, allow yourself to be there. Eternal, boundless, oneness. Take a couple of deep breaths. We're going to begin to bring our awareness back in, start to zoom back in toward the experience of our galaxy, planets, the stars, the moon, the sun, Mother Earth. Back to Mother Earth. Zoom into the continent you're on, country you're in, city or town, the space you're in, the spot you occupy, the space you occupy. Back into the heart space. And although we had an experience where we zoomed out and back, zoom right into that center of the heart space, that source point, that zero point, source point. And imagine you could peek right in there and see that everything you just experienced is folded within that space as well. And coming back to your energy field, back into the physical body as well, feeling the physical breath, the physical body in space. And the physicality that surrounds you, the space you're in, the physical objects in the space you're in. And see if you can stay with your awareness in the heart space. And you might even find putting your hand there helps. Just being open to receive the blessing. You can say yes, thank you anytime throughout. May you remember the truth of who you are in every moment. And in those moments of remembrance, may you celebrate the truth, the knowing. And in those moments that you forget, may you forgive and release judgment. May you see the light within yourself. May you feel the truth of source within you. And may you witness it in others. Witness it in others in a way that you can see beyond the behavior, beyond the perception, who they are being in the world. Sensing the light within them. Is the same light within you? Is the same light within all of creation? May you remember to trust your intuition, to lead with your heart. In every moment, and again, when you forget, you forgive, and when you remember, you celebrate. The energy of celebration, honoring who you are and why you're here, as you honor all of creation. And so it is. Thymus thump, if you like. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Some deep breaths. Let the energy and frequency of the blessing come in. Let it be received in the way it needs to be received, and let it be integrated on all levels, in all bodies. So it is. Holding your awareness in the heart space, holding your perspective so that you're looking through the lens of love, you're looking through the lens of divinity. See if you can hold that perspective and vision as you open your physical eyes. And carry with you as much of that energy and memory of that energy and that connection. Carry it back with you into the space you're in. Sometimes it's easier than others. You might come back and listen to this, and then one time you'll be there and you'll hold steady for a good couple days, even a week. And then other times you might come back and open your eyes and pop out of it and you'll lose it all. It's okay. You didn't totally lose it all. You have the memory of it. And this is really about exercising that memory. And each time you do it, you're exercising that memory in a way that you come to this, suddenly you'll just come to this place of just knowing and remembrance. And then there won't have to be a practice. So keep that in mind. So I'll just invite if anybody feels to share on the chat one or two words or a sentence or whatever maybe captures how you're feeling now, or maybe a little of what you experienced, a couple words that would capture what you experience. It's always great to witness and hear other people's experiences. And not just for me, I feel like for others as well, it's helpful. Then I did create the schedule for August. So on the replay page, you will see the schedule coming up. Next week is the live experience where I do the intuitive readings as well. So that'll be next Thursday, not this week, but next week, August 1st. And then after that, you can see the schedule for the Living Oneness. So Claire, the word trust came to me during the practice, and your blessing at the end clarified the meaning of this for me. Yeah, beautiful. You're welcome. Thank you. Autumn confirmation. Wonderful. Veronique, beautiful, deeply felt. Beautiful. And Daniela, thank you so much. They read incredible. I'm not sure what that means, but that was incredible, maybe. Autocorrect, right? It's always purposeful. Autocorrect too. Makes me smile. You're welcome, Charmaine. Thanks for coming. Beautiful. All right, let's take a moment just to breathe together and feel the activation, the connection, and the clarity that came within and around all of us. And we're sending that message out to the world, sending the message, becoming those mirrors for others. And again, it's not a mirror and you're trying to change others. It's a mirror, a way of being that can influence and impact others directly and indirectly. So it's less about what's happening on the outside and it's more, how can I hold my own? How can I really tap into my own intuition and hold steady in my connection to the truth of who I am? And the more you can do that, the more it's felt in your presence. And the more people will have that indirect or direct impact. And how it impacts them is not your business. Your business is to hold steady within yourself. And that's the practice we're doing here, and knowing that that creates that ripple effect. And the more of us that gather and do it with intention, the more we actually can impact others on more of a global scale and continue to build and amplify that collective consciousness. We talked a few weeks ago about creating a new morphic field, and that's really what we've done. And now we're amplifying that morphic field. And the more and more people that connect and feel the changes within you and the certainty and the alignment that you live in, the more and more people want to plug into that morphic field. And that morphic field is collective consciousness, a new collective consciousness that is actually serving with from a place of divine love, divine compassion, empathy, and connectedness. So I appreciate all of you for being here, and thank you for playing your part in this shift and this evolution. Just a quick reminder, tomorrow I am doing a Q&A mentoring call for those of you that are in the Healer's Toolbox. I have that live bonus call that I'm doing and answering mentoring questions. The whole thing is just me answering questions. You have a question about anything and everything you can bring. I'll be answering questions on the mentoring call tomorrow in the Healer's Toolbox. If you don't have the Healer's Toolbox yet, it's still on for 75% off until September. So if you want to jump in and be part of that live bonus call tomorrow, you can do that today and join us. There's a monthly or a yearly option. But it's at this point, it's only $11 a month or 111 a year. So it's a really beautiful deal for the founding member level. So once September hits, that price will go up. So if you feel inspired to come and join me tomorrow, otherwise I will see you all next week at the live experience on August 1st. And I love you. I appreciate you. I honor you. I see you. And I'm so grateful to share this space with you and to build this new way of being in the world together and having such a beautiful global impact. So, thank you all. Until next time, love and blessings.